Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's address to the nation last night has been met with mixed reactions. The Coalition have been particularly critical, with Liberal leader Angus Taylor telling ABC Radio the address could have been a social media post.
It didn't lay out what the situation was clearly. It didn't lay out what the plan was clearly, and it certainly didn't give the confidence Australians need right now to get about their lives. And right now, that's what we want.
Liam Fitzgerald, the owner and director of the independent Southwest Local News in regional Victoria, says he welcomed the Prime Minister voicing support for the nation. But Mr. Fitzgerald says the future is uncertain for his local community.
When we saw the announcement come up on social media that the PM was going to make an address to the nation for the first time since COVID, a lot of people was like, wow, this could be quite big, this could be quite brutal. You know, it certainly captured the attention of everyone, but once the announcement sort of started happening there, it wasn't really a case of something we didn't know already, was it really? We knew things were getting tough. We knew that the prices were going up. All we really needed to know is that the government had our back and what they're doing to try and help. If people don't have money to go out for dinner or go to the retail sector because they're spending all their money on petrol, it's going to be similar to the pandemic in some instances when there's going to be, you know, businesses that might not make it through.
Well, what's the reaction in Warrnambool at the moment with the current fuel crisis?
We've had a couple of service stations over the journey, particularly the last fortnight or so. There's been one or two that have actually ran out of supply, but prices are what everyone's talking about. We're seeing prices upwards of $3.40, $3.50, some really huge prices there. And I know that we've had an excise that's come in, and there's obviously talk that that's going to be helpful while it lasts, but it's a high likelihood that it's not going to last too long. And then even after the excise finishes, it could still go up. So, you know, it's been a pretty tough couple of years down here with drought and a few other things. So I think really high fuel prices, particularly diesel, is certainly going to really have a pretty big effect, not just on those that directly need it, but the flow-on effects as well.
To the character, I guess, of your community, is it a large trucking area? Is it a large farming area?
So Southwest Victoria is probably one of Victoria's most prominent food food and fibre producers. Dairy industry is massive, and you know, dairies need tractors. It's a huge farming community, but there's also a lot of transport companies down here as well. We've got quite a large bus company, Warrnambool Bus Lines, and they have buses right around, not just Warrnambool, but Portland, Mount Gambier, a lot of those other places. And then of course we've got the Midfield Group, which is a massive meat manufacturer, not just here in Australia, but export as well. They've got B triples that go up the highway to Melbourne a fair bit. And of course we've got a very high transport of meat to be processed at the plant. So it's going to be interesting to see what the fallout is.